You should only upgrade to watchOS 26 beta if you're desperate to try the Notes app on the Apple Watch. Apple just recently announced the watchOS 26 beta, the public version of the watchOS 26, which allows you to try a lot of the features that are going to come out officially in September when the new Apple Watches are announced. And this public beta is available to everyone to try, and me as a wearable tester for T3 obviously took it upon myself to actually give it a try. So I spent 48 hours with watchOS 26 beta to see if it's actually worth the upgrade. It is worth noting that if you upgrade to the beta, you can't downgrade back to the non-beta version of the software. So be very careful if you want to upgrade. It is permanent until the official alpha comes out later on in September. So what's new in watchOS 26 beta? One of the biggest improvements, or I guess updates, is the introduction of Liquid Glass, which is the new design language from Apple, which I think looks a lot more prominent on the iPhone than it is on the Apple Watch. A Liquid Glass is like a glass-like interface for your Apple product itself. When, for example, on the iPhone, you pull down the notification bar, the bottom of the bar that you pull down will highlight the icons underneath, like you're pulling over a glass over the apps. You don't get the same things on the Apple Watch, purely because if you think about it, the Apple Watch is a lot smaller interface than the iPhone, which means that reducing any sort of contrast on the Apple Watch would make it even harder to read the icons and the notifications. You do get some sort of Liquid Glass-esque features, like the passcode screen has now like different sort of buttons, and the notifications and the smart stack has like these translucent bubbles or boxes, but that is really it. It is, again, a lot more subtle than it is on the iPhone, but it is available. The workout app has also been upgraded. Apple thought it wasn't obvious enough where to find the different features. So now you've got different access points in the different corners of the workout app. And I think it's kind of makes it easier to set up custom workouts, to set up your pacer if you go out for a run, and so on. Another workout related upgrade is the Workout Buddy, which is an AI coach, I guess. I find this AI coach, like, I guess it's not quite the style how I like working out. Workout Buddy will talk to you as you work out. It is available for 8 different workout types. And basically what it does, it looks at your training history, it looks at the type of workout that you're doing, and it kind of gives you like updates, how you're getting along with the workout, like on your heart rate or your distance. It also gives you motivational sort of nudges every now and again. In a world where AI fitness influencers are everywhere on social media already, I think it's an interesting move to introduce this feature on the Apple Watch. I have been giving Apple a bit of a hard time for not kind of stepping up their game in an AI sort of in the AI arena, but I think Workout Buddy is an interesting addition to the fitness suite of the Apple Watch. And even Apple agrees that it's a bit of a work in progress, so we'll see where it goes. I think at the moment it's a nice little novelty, but it's definitely not an essential feature that is worth the upgrade. Probably the most important upgrade. It's a strange thing to say in 2025, but it's a Notes app. The fact that the Notes app is now available on the Apple Watch, and it's not just available, but you can use dictation to take notes on the Apple Watch, which I think is a pretty cool feature. Again, it's kind of like a few years late because microphones have already been introduced on the Apple Watch years and years ago, but it works very smoothly. You got all your notes from your iPhone or your Mac, and it's all available on the watch itself, and then notes that you take on the watch will automatically synchronize with the other Apple devices that you have. It's a really nice feature to have. Again, I think it would have been better to launch it a couple of years ago, and the fact that it's a headline feature for a new operating system in 2025 is a bit like so-so, but it does work really well, and I have been using it quite a lot considering that it just came out and I just started using the new watchOS 26. Bottom line, you don't necessarily have to upgrade right now unless you're desperate to see the new Liquid Glass or you're desperate to try the new Notes app. I think a lot of people are better off waiting until September, until the alpha comes out, and they have to upgrade anyway.